Ohio lawmakers have passed a bill meant to accelerate oil and gas drilling in state parks and on other state-owned land. While Pennsylvania has a moratorium on new oil and gas leases in state parks and forests, Ohio is going in the other direction. The Allegheny Friends' Julie Grant has been looking into this Ohio bill and its implications. Hi, Julie. What can you tell us about the bill?
Hey, Kara. Well, the original bill was focused on something entirely different when it was passed by the Ohio House of Representatives last spring. It had something to do with food processing rules. But when Ohio senators took it up this month, they added amendments, and one of them would change the language around leasing state lands for oil and gas drilling.
What was the change?
Well, since 2011, state agencies have been authorized to lease Ohio's public lands, not just parks and forests, but nature preserves and universities for oil and gas drilling. But the language of that law said agencies may lease state lands for oil and gas production. I spoke with Republican Senator Tim Schaefer. He represents parts of central and southeastern Ohio, and he sponsored the amendment.
The key part of the amendment goes from may to shall. And so it's designed to encourage the state agencies to see that the state legislature, that the General Assembly in Ohio really intends for them to negotiate in good faith with these oil and gas producers.
Why do lawmakers feel this change is necessary?
Well, according to Schaefer, even though state agencies have been allowed to lease state lands for drilling, including fracking, they haven't been doing it.
And what we've seen is, for whatever reason, I don't know if it just wasn't a high priority or what, but some state agencies have not been negotiating in good faith. And some of these deals have dragged on and dragged on for years, years and years.
Did Schaefer say why they're pushing this change now, adding amendments to an unrelated bill?
Well, from what Schaefer says, this was simply a way to get it done.
Some of the companies are complaining that, look, we want to help the state make money. We want to help provide product to the marketplace, which of course helps us all by lowering the price. That's just basic economics 101, but we can't get anybody to negotiate or finalize.
Okay, so how are people concerned about preserving state parks responding?
Well, the Ohio Environmental Council is raising concerns. I spoke with Nathan Johnson. He's public lands director for the OEC's Action Fund. First off, he says this is just bad public policy.
Most people in Ohio don't want to see oil and gas rigs, don't want to smell air pollution, don't want to worry about water quality in their state parks or in the other public lands that they're out hiking in with their families.
And according to Johnson, under this bill, the state is taking away its own authority to decide these leases.
An oil and gas company could knock on the state's door and say, hey, we want to drill in this park. The state legally would have no real ability to say no. So that's dramatically going to change the process.
But doesn't the state have rules for these kinds of leases?
Well, no. And that's one of Johnson's concerns, that if this bill becomes law, state agencies will be required to approve oil and gas leases on state lands, even though there are no rules in place, at least not yet.
Is there a plan for moving forward with that?
Yeah, there's something called the Ohio Oil and Gas Land Management Commission that's working on rules for state leases on public lands. I talked with one member, Jim McGregor, and he says they're in their infancy. They've met only 3 times. The commission did recently issue a draft of a standard lease agreement.
We're creating an application and a process for companies to access the oil and gas under public lands. So it's a new process that doesn't presently exist.
The state is accepting public comment on that until January 13th. McGregor says the commission is probably 2 or 3 months away from accepting applications.
There was another amendment to this bill. It would classify natural gas as green energy. Does this mean it would compete as a renewable energy source?
Actually, the amendment specifically excludes natural gas from receiving renewable energy credits. Utilities need these credits to comply with Ohio's renewable energy standards. Those require that a certain percentage of energy sold be generated from clean energy sources.
So what is this green energy label about?
Well, I asked Republican Senator Tim Schaefer about it, and he says it's about an investment label.
The intent was strictly to help us with ESG compliance and standards. In our state. And, you know, We are making great progress there.
ESG refers to environmental, social, and governance practices. Many mutual funds, brokerage firms, and others now offer investment products based on ESG principles. So, for example, environmental criteria might consider how a company's policies address climate change. Schaefer says natural gas has greatly reduced Ohio's greenhouse gas emissions because it's cleaner burning than coal. But of course, environmental groups counter that calling natural gas green energy is insincere in that it is still a fossil fuel that is greatly contributing to climate change.
So what's next for this bill?
Well, the next stop is Governor DeWine. As of this recording, he has about 10 days to either sign, veto, or do nothing, which would result in the bill passing.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
Sure thing, Kara.
Julie Grant is a reporter for the Allegheny Front, and there's more of her reporting about Ohio's oil and gas industry at alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.